Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart, and I have a fantastic guest today. Tracy Repchuk is here, and we're going to talk about success. I've been reading her book and can't put it down, 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles, and it's attracting more leads to get more clients and make more sales. She's incredible. It is the most detailed book that I have ever read to guide you step by step to having a great web presence and a great business practice. So let me get Tracy on the line here so we can talk to her directly. Good morning,
hey,
Tracy.
Gary.
Are you there? Hello.
Yes,
welcome
I
to
am.
Conscious Connection with me, Gary Stewart. It's so wonderful to have you on today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes, yes. Your book is just so informative. It's so wonderful. It's just a pleasure to read. And the details that you get into, I just am amazed. So I haven't finished it yet because I'm really absorbing it bit by bit as I read it. So you have a fantastic reputation for being an international best-selling author and online marketing and social media strategist and speaker. And just let's get going here. So what do you do so our audience gets to know you a little bit better?
I think the easiest way to say what I do is I make you look as good online as you do off. And primarily what that means is I take and help you develop your brand and your message, and then I put that online for you with your landing page, your website, and your social media marketing so that you have this cohesive end-to-end vision that will really, you know, help you to look professional, rise above the competition, and want to make people buy from you more easily and frequently.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Because in reading your book here, which is just fantastic, there's so many everything is so well thought out, and even to the point where people's eyes look when they're looking at a landing page, and just your detail, attention to detail is incredible.
Well, thank you. I mean, literally, what I have in that book has been, it was heavily tested by myself and then has gone through massive testing through the thousands of clients that I have around the world. And so it is a really nice starting piece for anybody so that if something's not going well for you online, chances are you've either skipped a step, and most people skip the very first step, or there's something that you're not understanding, and so it's not even there. Like a lot of times people don't even know what a landing page is, and yet it's one of the most critical elements of a business in today's marketplace. But they didn't even know what that was. So I'm filling gaps and steps for people and putting it all in order.
Great. Excellent. Yes, yes. And I highly recommend the book for anyone, even if they think they know what they're doing. It's a must read. So we'll have promotions for that when I put you on social networking with our live link here. And how did you get into this field?
Well, I have been in this field for 30 years, so I went into, I got a degree in IT and graduated at the age of 19 and started a software company.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all of this is like second nature breathing for me. And when when 1994 came along and the internet just started to emerge, I already started website development and SEO before, you know, people even knew what that was. So that's the last 20 years that I've been doing that. And then in 2006, I switched heavily to, you know, internet marketing and social media to help businesses really get the end-to-end strategy that they were missing, because most people were bombarded so quickly with social media that it became this like spaghetti on the wall concept where they were just like, oh, I got to do Facebook, or I got to do Twitter, or I got to YouTube, and there was no strategy into it. And what has happened is, you know, when we start a business, we have a business plan, and then as your business grows, you establish a marketing plan, and then now you really need this entire online strategy, either part of your marketing plan or as part of the majority of your marketing plan. And so I'm really trying to, kind of move and educate everyone that you need to have this online presence that matches particularly who you are, because the number of live events I go to, as you know, is huge, And then I'll meet somebody and I'll be so impressed, and they're amazing, and they're a holistic practitioner, or they're a healer, and they're a business owner. And I'm like, oh, I could totally recommend you, or you're great. And then I go home with their business card and I take a look at their website, because that is what everyone's going to do. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't refer that person. They, you know, because it's too weak. It doesn't say what they do. It's confusing, you know. And so it's my job to make sure, especially when, you know, you're in the field like you are in the holistic practitioner field, and you're in the healing and the natural development and the helping of the planet and spiritual kind of restoration, it's so important. Your message is critical. And, you know, you have that extra difficult job of, you know, overcoming a lot of mental barriers that people have. They're like, oh, no, I don't need that. I'm fine. But no, guys, without your spiritual foundation, we have nothing to launch from. And so we really need that message to get out there.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. What do you think is the number one mistake most businesses are making right now?
The number one mistake they're making is having no idea who their true target market is. And here's why that's absolutely critical. So let's say I open up a business, or I open up a Reiki practitioner or a chiropractor or a dental office, whatever it is.
Yes.
We can say everyone needs spiritual restoration. Everybody needs to go to the dentist. Everybody, you know, who has a backache needs to come for a back adjustment. And in my case, I can say everybody who needs websites, which is every business on the planet, can needs me. But the problem with that is it's too general, too vague, and we can't do three things. One, we can't speak in the language of our target market because we don't know who they are, which means everything that we're putting out there content-wise isn't penetrating anybody. We can't find their keywords, which means Google has no ability to find us, nor does our target market. I mean, and then thirdly, we can't color match. We can't develop our logo and our brand based on that exact market. So, you know, when you start your business, you have to go all in on one kind of field. Now, in my case, I've chosen, you know, generally, anybody who is for the betterment of the planet and they're trying, you know, trying to make the world a better place through whatever their offering is, kind of a holistic approach. And so that's who I chose. But if I'd have chose business or corporation or you know, whatever, that type of thing, they're all different markets and their language is all different. And so you have to go all in on one field.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I'm very excited that you'll be coming to the Holistic Chamber of Commerce in West Los Angeles in May. Would you like to speak a little bit about that?
Oh, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be covering some of the, you know, some of my favorite information. And, again, a lot of times, you know, you're great at what you do. And so the Internet, social media, and all of the elements and how that works within a business gets overwhelming, confusing, you know, to make it worse, a lot of times there's a lot of hype out there that's misleading what people should be focused on doing. And then, of course, social media came on. It completely transformed the landscape. And then, you know, search engine optimization is incredibly vital, and brand management is absolutely a necessity now, and most people aren't even approaching or addressing that issue of what is my brand and what am I going to be known for and what is my unique selling proposition. And so these are some of the things that I'm going to be addressing so that you can see how does all of this work together with what your mission and your vision and your purpose is, and then how can we put together a cohesive strategy to help take your business to the next level.
And that's so much needed. And the irony is that alternative healers that aren't mainstream, so to speak, have to try extra hard and get the message out clearly and succinctly so people will really get it without having to really think. And I think that's, in one way, if you look at social media, it's forcing people to be absolutely present because there's no time for distraction. You know,
exactly.
someone's interest anymore. I feel everyone, the internet has a lot of pluses, and it's fantastic, but I think people's attention spans have gotten even shorter now, so we really have to grab them with the first page or the message or the image.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, and this is why it's even more critical that in under 3 seconds when they hit your website, they're impressed, they're impacted, and they understand what you can do for them. That's all you have is this three-second window. And then they're going to hang around and take a deeper look. And then they're going to take a look at, you know, your social media and make sure that your messaging is kind of structured in a way. I mean, and they don't realize this is what they're doing. It's simply the natural progression of curiosity and investigation on somebody they perhaps want to work with. And that's why, you know, the second you confuse them with something that you're doing, a confused person never buys. And so now you've disconnected the possible connection you needed to make with that person. And so that's why it does become even more critical, and especially even more critical for your field. Again, the holistic field, because it is we're just kind of arcing now on this spiritual evolution that we're in, where it says, you know, we're dictating now that it's okay to be a natural healer, and it's okay to be an empath and to do tapping and to do all of these elements that assist somebody. Now we're not all called freaks, and you know what I mean? All of these historical, if you go back 100 years, we'd have been killed for talking about this.
But, yeah, I know.
Now we have to be loud and proud, and we have to dominate the airwaves with this, because when we do that, we will have assisted massively in getting us past this kind of barrier that has been there for centuries. And now everyone, instead of going straight to their doctor perhaps for a remedy, why don't we go to let's go do some nutrition response testing and get the natural remedy that's affecting us, because there's a natural remedy almost for every single thing that occurs. And then let's go one step further and find out why did that happen in the first place. And that, you know, that goes back to the mindset and the spiritual instigator that kicks something like that in. And then when we all start to do that, we all become our own personal natural healers. And so then there isn't, you know, all of the issues that are absolutely pounding society today with drug overwhelm and Medicare and health costs and all of these things. We start to be part of that evolution that changes and has everybody realize that, you know, the answers are lying within. And it's my job in this journey to make sure that you can get your message out properly, and I know the way to do that with the online technology, which is, of course, the only way that it's currently happening on a global scale.
Yeah, because I tell people quite frequently, I said print media in some ways is really dead. I mean, you might have Cedars-Sinai or a major hospital buying a full page of the local paper, LA Times or whatever, but alternative heal is the best way out there, and it is a lot of word of mouth. Oh, I heard about this guy. I heard about this gal does this. You should really check that out, because the great thing is right now, people that have relied on Western medicine alone are seeking alternative complementary modalities to in conjunction with their chemotherapy or whatever treatment they're in. And, you know, we're not doctors, and we leave the medical field up to the medical people, but there's lots of alternative things that support people's healing, and no one's going to find you if you don't have a strong online presence. Somebody said, yeah, this person can really help me. Wow, that's the information I've been looking for. And then that in and of itself helps make the sale or have them call you to book an appointment or whatever.
Exactly, and you touched on one of the very important things that's happening right now as a communication strategy in the holistic field, and that is word of mouth. And so here's why your online presence is so, so important, and your website has to be, you know, beautiful and match who you are and what you do for a perfect person, the transformation you present to them, because it is word of mouth, which means I say to, you know, Jane over there, you've got to go check out Gary's site. And when they go to Gary's site, if Gary's site is awesome, they're in. The deal has been closed because of a referral. if, you know, somebody's site is not good, then they're over there going, oh, I don't know, you know, and then they stop. And once there's a hesitation, the referral dies, and you had a chance to close a hot lead without you even being involved. And again,
right,
you know,
exactly.
a lot of times people are starting companies because the ability to start a company right now is so inexpensive. It's a laptop, it's a domain name, it's a website,
right.
You know, it's a business card. And when I started a company in 1985, I was spending $4,000 a month on Yellow Pages. And so when you're asked to spend a decent amount of money on your website and your branding and your evolution online, that is a business expense you have to incur in order to recoup and really achieve what you want to as a professional status.
Mm-hmm. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I think a lot of people don't take it as serious as they should because that's their image in the world. And the great thing about all the social media and everything is most of it is free. And so even if there's less, let's say, capital expense, you've got to spend that capital on the image you want to present, whether it's on LinkedIn, Twitter, or whatever, so that people will be attracted to that.
Exactly. And you said it right there, like social media is free. And so it's giving the illusion that you're working on something, you know, because, hey, I'm putting out a message, I'm doing my tweets, I'm doing my Facebook, I'm doing all of this. If there was no structure or strategy in place for why you're doing all of that, it actually is falling on deaf ears in most situations, and that's why, again, back to the strategy of driving all traffic to your landing page. And again, and most people are saying to me, well, I don't even have one of those. Then you're missing one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle right now, and I'm going to be talking about that at the event because if you're not capturing the name and email address of a visitor in a separate website, call the landing page, squeeze page, whatever you want to call this, you are missing out on your ability to create a community of people that know, like, and trust you, and therefore build a tribe of people that you now have in this smaller scope. It's not the billion people in the planet now. It's whatever amount that's sitting in your database that you can nurture to the point of purchase. You literally only need 500 great people and buyers in your life, and you can you can continue to live, you know. And so it's just such an important part that most people skip, or if they don't skip it, they're really just treating it like this offshoot of a website, where for me, it's the very starting point of your brand. And so it's important that it be integrated.
Right. So for our listeners who've never heard of a landing page, we have a couple of minutes so we can speak about that. So a landing page would not essentially be your website, but it would connect you to your website and whatever service you're offering.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they take a look, if you want to take a look at an example of a landing page, and this is a great thing for you to go and study, if you go to fastactionresults.com, and somebody goes and looks and you study that, you can see it's a separate domain name. It's a nice, quick and easy domain name to remember. And the reason you want that is, let's say I'm on stage or a radio show or somebody says to me, how do I connect with you? Well, I'm actually not going to send them to my, you know, TracyRepchuk.com site, because then I have no ability to follow up, to continue the conversation, because they go, they look, they leave, and then I have no idea, did you find what you were looking for, what was missing, how can I help you, there's nothing. But if I say, you know what, go to fastactionresults.com, get my free gift, and then let's stay connected, and that's how the conversation starts. And when that, your front of your funnel is in full working order, it's branded, it's integrated, it sends them to the next call to action. Because when you're controlling the marketing communication by series of call to actions, that's how you move people automatically through the buying process and the education and enlightenment process within your own internal marketing system. And the beautiful part about that is it's on no effort to you. So it's not taking your one-on-one time. The one-on-one time now you get to spend on the hot leads that have been in your funnel and reach out and say, you know what, I took a look at your report and I've seen your site and I'd like you to tell me more about this online clarity cleanse call. What is that? And that's mm-hmm. when you have somebody who's got a solid reach and you say, well, let's get on a call. Let's have a little chat about that. Then you've mm-hmm. got your hot lead, and it accelerates the sales process, you know, like crazy, simply because the general questions that you no longer have time to answer anymore are getting automatically answered for you.
Right, right, and that saves time, obviously. So, little bit more intrigued with the online clarity cleanse here. That's certainly a term that I think a lot of our listeners might not have heard, and that's unique to you. So could you we have a few minutes, definitely. Would you like to let our listeners know a little bit more about that?
Well, the online clarity cleanse call was something that I started probably 2 years ago, and it was probably one of the greatest actions I put into my business. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, going from, hey, I don't know you, to do my entire website structure, it's a big leap because that's a big kind of investment to make in somebody that you don't quite know yet. When I added this interim step, so it's onlineclaritycleanse.com, what this mm-hmm. step allowed me to do is to analyze everything that you have out there, your target market, your websites, your social media, and to take a look at, are you spending your time on the right target market? Who would be better for you? What should your landing page domain name be? What should that free gift be that you're giving out? I optimize the entire strategy for you in this call. And then we get on it, I record it, you walk away with all the answers. And why this became good is when somebody listens to me for an hour in a call like this, they realize then, they get very comfortable knowing, I know exactly what I'm doing, I've been doing this a long time, I understand the psychology of the buy, I understand the target market, I understand the language you need to be speaking, and I am capable of delivering for you your landing page, your website, all of this, because we do full done for you. So at that point, after the call, somebody can then say, this is great. I have my own in-house web team. I will get them to do what you said. Or they can say, you know what? I am awesome at what I do, and I want nothing to do with building my own website, which is frankly what everybody should be saying, unless that's what your field is, unless that's what you're awesome at. Can you do it? And then the next conversation starts where, I can do it. Here's what it's going to cost. Here's the timing. Here's how our relationship will be, and here's how I'll be supporting you, not just with your website, but I will support you with your business as well, because I'm going to be consulting on what should you be selling, how would a package look, you know, what should you be talking about if you want to be a speaker. I've helped people with their book titles, you know. Everything can happen during this same time so that you're completely structured from end to end, because sometimes people will have a book idea that isn't properly connected to their whole brand vision now.
Right, exactly.
When we slightly tweak it, now when you launch your book, it matches perfectly, and it's the greatest feeding system to your landing page. And so we get all of that in place. So it was a really nice addition to allowing people to have a lower-level entry connection to me and a one-on-one call.
Yeah, that's excellent. Wonderful. Well, we definitely have a couple minutes left before we tell people how to contact you and all that. So I just definitely want to do a book promo here, because your book is fantastic, and I haven't even finished 100 pages yet, and every page I just let it sink in and I learn from it, so I'm thrilled with it. So what would you like to tell our audience about your book, 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles? And I think everyone needs that right now.
You know, that is the greatest introduction you can get, I think, to me, because it does lay out the absolute blueprint for step one, step two, step three of the internet. And the way that you are reading it, Gary, is perfect. It's the way it's meant to be read. I do have a lot of people that will say, I read the whole thing and then I went back and implemented, because this isn't just a read. This is a do book. This is a, hey, here's how you do this and now go and do it, and here's how you do this and now go and do it. And I primarily put the whole structure in place so that somebody could understand the scope of the journey they were about to take so that it didn't become the spaghetti on the wall, so that somebody didn't spend all this time and money generating traffic to a website that wasn't converting, because that's an out-of-order step. So,
right.
Yeah, they go to a website called just31days.com, and
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, the word just, 31, the number, and days.com, just31days.com, then you can get my book there. It's linked through Amazon, but the reason that page is nice is if you opt in after buying the book, you'll get a whole pile of free gifts, and you'll become part of my 31 Days community. So it's like a free membership plus free gifts for, you know, just going to that site and getting it. It allows me to quickly and easily tell people, you know, as opposed to just running to Amazon, if you get it there, it allows me to, and again, if we go back to the logic of what I've been talking about, if you guys opt in and I give you some free gifts, now I can find out what you really need. I can survey you and say, hey, where are you on your journey? And the answer might be, I'm stuck on social media. I'm stuck on landing pages. That tells me now what to do a webinar on for you. It helps me to serve you better.
Right, right. Excellent. That's absolutely fantastic. Yes, and how do you like people to contact you? We have a couple minutes left here, so I just want to make sure they have your contact, which I will also type on our my social networking link, so people will have the best way to contact you.
I think if you're, you know, you need help with your internet, your social media and that thing, just go to fastactionresults.com. Join me in my funnel, my community. Let me help educate you on the process. And by all means, if you ever want to just reach out, just join me on my Facebook page, which, of course, is, you know, facebook.com/TracyRepchuk. I'm there every day. I answer every question that comes on that site. And then, you know, that type of thing. And it's the best way to start. And, of course, if you go to my website, TracyRepchuk.com, you'll see the scope of what I do. But it's nice to just start at a little stepping stone and really let me spoon feed you so that you're not overwhelmed.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, because it's a lot in this information age, but I think as people harness it to work for them, it's knowledge is power. And the more empowered we can be in the business world, which we have to be in this day and age, because that's what customers want. So we're serving both. We're serving ourselves and we're serving our customers as well. So is there anything you'd like to close with? We have another minute, Tracy. It's just been so wonderful and informative to speak to you. I'm just so thrilled. And especially, well, I just want to do a plug for you at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce at the Gateway in West LA. Tracy's going to be speaking live. That's May 14th to 10 p.m. And Tracy will probably start speaking at about 7:30 to 8:30. And I'm going to push so you even get an hour and a half if you like it, because the information is so valuable and so much needed by the holistic community, which the Holistic Chamber represents. And we're absolutely thrilled to have you there on May 14th as well. And just to let our listeners know, that's open to non-members, can attend their first time free. So people can attend that event and at no cost. See Tracy, and we have room for a good 60 people. So please come on down, and I'll be sending social media out about that, plus kind of a landing page for the event too that I'll be promoting on social networking through my Constant Contact and Holistic Chamber. So is there anything you'd like to leave us with? We have about a minute, sweetheart.
Well, I think what I'd like to leave you with is two steps. One, if you go to fastactionresults.com, we can connect. And two, make sure that you connect with Gary at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce and join. If you're in this field, whether regardless of where you are, there's holistic chambers all over Canada and the U.S. I've spoken all over Canada and the U.S. at them. And they're great community and support systems for anyone in this field. And I'm like, blown away that this all started, and thanks to Camille Yon who did start this movement. It's been a privilege and an honor to be part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You add so much and bring so much to it. We're thrilled to have you connected to us, and we're in 44 states and going international. So all results, Teresa, and all our other contacts here. So it's absolutely great. Well, it's been wonderful to speak to you, Tracy, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. And I will put this live link with your Fast Action Results com out there so people can contact you directly after I post this on all my social media here and the Holistic Chamber website and everything else. So it's been wonderful to speak to you. I will see you in a couple weeks. This is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I've been speaking with Tracy Repchuk, and we will have this information online for you to listen to if you'd like to hear this, Erin, or go right to her website and come see her in person May 14th at the Holistic Chamber at the Gateway. Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Till next time, namaste.